Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We are brought to you as usual, and this is 1171A. The A's are always the medical news of the week and what it means to you. And we're brought to you by the makers of TrueBiotics and Bovine Colostrum. That is lifesfirstnaturals.com. Why, hey, take them. And can you sign up for 2 free newsletters a week? Sure, at longevityplaybook.com. That's longevityplaybook.com. And lifesfirstnaturals.com are sponsors. Today we have 6, count them, 6 incredibly impactful stories. Estrogen could impact brain health among postmenopausal women. This is a longevity is the next disruptor story. This is using the UK database, and it looked at 9,000 postmenopausal women, average age of 64. The team found that women with higher lifetime hormone exposure, whether from hormone therapy or from just natural hormones or a history of oral contraceptive use, increased their well-being, decreased white matter hyperintensity, which are small strokes, and decreased the loss of volume with age. So, key point, the fact is that estrogen is good for your brain. That's how it started with that, if you will, feminine forever or young forever. And the Women's Health Initiative study, they just used the wrong hormones in Prempro and the progesterone acetate, wrong ones, and they didn't give an aspirin, which would help dissuade the clotting from occurring that was the major side effect. So use a estrogen patch, bioidentical, and a micronized progestin plus a little aspirin and water before and after each dose of aspirin, as well as your Prometrium or progestin progestin, and you will keep your brain younger. That's what this story says. Exposure to air pollution is our second story. So this is our Roizen rule for a younger you. Avoid it, because air pollution increases the risk of stroke immediately and for 5 days thereafter, 30% higher if you were exposed to nitrogen dioxide high levels. And carbon monoxide, the risk was 26% higher. Sulfur dioxide, 15% higher. All of them are common in, if you live near a freeway or place where trucks or buses idle. So make sure you choose to live in a healthier place than that. And wear a mask. That's the one great use of KN95 masks, avoiding air pollution. And that's the Roizen rule for a younger you story of the week. 18 million U.S. adults have struggled with long COVID. Long COVID has symptoms that, in fact, 6.9% of adults reported something like long COVID, which can be brain fog, fatigue, heart palpitations, chest pain, chronic cough, among others. Turns out, what do we know? Well, we know that a couple things seem to decrease those symptoms. One is getting vaccinated, if you haven't been vaccinated. If you have, and even if you haven't, it is statins and colchicine. That's right. Good old statin drugs that lower cholesterol actually have an anti-inflammatory effect. If you get atorvastatin or rosuvastatin, those plus colchicine seem to decrease the symptoms of long COVID as well. Another story, this is our wellness foreplay story and segment of the week. Climbing more than 5 flights of stairs daily reduces your risk of heart disease. This is a study in over 500,000 people, again, the UK database, and it is looking over a 12-year period at people who climbed 5 flights of stairs or more, and those who didn't. Didn't matter. Once you got above 5 flights, didn't matter. And it turns out that it was a 20% reduction in heart attacks and in strokes if you do 5 flights a day. I did my 5 flights already today. I hope you have. Our Otto Mega story of the week is Ozempic. And this is physicians wrote 9 million prescriptions that insurance companies paid for. So this is insurance database. 9 million, that's incredible, if you will, in the last quarter. Now, assuming that you have to get it 3 times, there were usually only 1 month at a time prescriptions for Ozempic. So if you got it that way, 1 month at a time, it would be 1% of the U.S. adult population or more is getting an Ozempic prescription. And it is that weight loss drug that's GLP. Of course, this also incurs Mounjaro, so the two together plus Wegovy, the three together, which are all certified to by the FDA and approved by the FDA to treat type 2 diabetes. They also cause weight loss. But the FDA also issued a potential warning about intestinal blockage. That's right. The label now has a black box warning for both Wegovy and Ozempic, not for Mounjaro. And why does this occur? Well, because they slow gastric transit time. So if you don't drink enough water with it, it sucks the water out of the substances you have in your intestine, and it like forms a cement block. So make sure if you're doing this, one exercise, you need to do resistance exercise so that the weight loss isn't mainly muscle. And two, you need to drink plenty of water. Drink plenty of water. That's our Otto Mega story of the week. My favorite story of the week, because it is a story on a benefit of statins. We already said one of the benefits is they seem to cause a cure of long COVID. The other, when combined with colchicine and an antiviral, the other thing is they decrease fracture risk. That's right. This is a large study, epidemiologic database, again, UK database. And what happened? Those people were taking statins, had 20% reduced risk of a hip or spine fracture compared to those who didn't. Maybe they were healthier and did more things for their health. We don't think that's to say they were matched for exercise, etc. It looks like this is an effect of statins. Now, we have brought to you a course by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, a great probiotic, also shown to decrease in the randomized controlled trials, a urinary tract infection symptoms in women, and to improve bone health. Go and look at the data yourself. Don't take my word for it. Look at the data in the studies of Truebiotics. They are made by LifesFirstNaturals.com, as is bovine colostrum. Bovine colostrum decreases leaky gut in randomized controlled trials from too much exercise and from non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. I take it, because I also take aspirin, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, but I take the baby aspirin twice a day, so I take bovine colostrum, Life's First Naturals. To find out all the supplements I take and a lot of other data, sign up for the free newsletter at longevityplaybook.com. You get it twice a week. And if you sign up for the whole longevityplaybook.com, there is a charge, $200 for the year, but you also get a friend free, so it's really $100 for the year for each of you, cheaper than fitness club membership by far, and you get a lot more information and a lot more motivation. You get to call. It's like having me in your pocket, and I'm Dr. Mike Roizen, the host of this podcast, as you know, but in any case, longevityplaybook.com is our other sponsor. Before I go, I want to tell you about the two of the last Bs, 1171B, this week's B. Patrick Cox talks about protein and leucine and the importance of it. You can get it in soybeans and pumpkin seeds and chicken, hemp seeds, tuna, lentils, beans, peanuts, and my favorite salmon burgers. those are great sources for it. Really important information Patrick Cox gave, 1170B. That's what to do about keeping your brain young. That is the Brain Health Kitchen. A really wonderful book, beautiful pictures, beautiful illustrations, excellent sidebars, and the only thing missing from it is the nutritionals on the recipes, but it is a very well pictured and illustrated book and fairly well referenced. The book is The Brain Health Kitchen from Annie Finn, F-E-N-N. And that's 1170B. Great interview. You'll want to get that if you haven't already. We'll be back next week, and we hope you are too. Those will be 1172 A and B. The A's, the latest medical news of the week. The B's, great guests and informative information. Do download the B of Patrick Cox, 1171, and of Annie Finn, 1170. You'll learn a lot. I did, for sure. Thanks again. We'll see you next week on the podcast.